The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Hashem has a condition of always watching over us, Hashgacha Pratis. We're talking about Hashem who has a special condition of always being in contact with us, Mashgiach on us. There's no second of our lives that Hashem is not aware of everything that we're going through. I was just speaking to somebody, there's a Jew that was just Nifter, he's almost 100 years old. His name was Moshe Turk. He's a well-known Jew in Bnei Brak. Came from Chutz Laaretz as a bocher, and they didn't have anything, any money at all, not even for food to eat. And even though he would have wanted to go to yeshiva, they couldn't afford it. So he looked for a job, and he got a job in a shop that fixed typewriters. That was like the high tech of those days. Anyway, they tried him out, and they saw that he knows what he's doing is very good. But his boss told him, there's one thing you're going to have to do. You have to take off your yarmulke, take off your kippah. In those days, whatever it was, that was this person's ideology. So this Moshe Turk heard it, and then he figured I'll start working there, and they'll see he's very good, and they'll let him leave the yarmulke on. Anyway, a day or two later, the boss notices that he has his yarmulke on. And he starts screaming at him, what kind of business is this? We made up, you're not going to put it on. Anyway, he told the person, look, I can't give it up. And the guy threw him out from the job. And he came back to his parents. He was brokenhearted that wanted help with the panosa. So his father said, you know, this is what happened, Kenneth Minashemayim. Hashem wants you not to be working now. And we'll be, Samet, we'll go out of our way. And we'll send you to yeshiva. Anyway, the rest is history. He went into yeshiva and was very matzliach and became a very famous machanech for many, many, many years. And years later, he was in one place and he met this person who threw him out of the job. And he walked up to the person and he said, you know, something I wanted to tell you for many years, and I'm happy I finally bumped into you. The guy said, what do you want to tell me? He said, thank you so much. You saved my life. If you wouldn't have kicked me out of that job, who knows where I'd be today. And Baruch Hashem, because of what you did, I was able to be what I am. And it was mechanech. Elderly Rosh Hashiva, his 80-year-old Rosh Hashiva, is masvid this person as his Rebbe. Kopanim, this is the idea. We have situations which, if we open up our eyes and we see Hashem is watching me every second of my life, and we act based on that, then it's a completely different type of behavior. If a person falls into the clutches of the Yetzirah that, oh, Hashem has neglected me, what does Hashem want from me? So this person would think, you know, I need parnosa. This is the parnosa I have. It's the only thing I can do is take off my yarmulke. I'll take off my yarmulke. But if you realize that Hashem is always watching and interacting with him, and he knows for sure that Hashem is the one who's giving the parnosa, he is also the one who sees what's happening right now. When we have that clarity that Hashem is with me right now, it gives us a strength of character. I don't have to be afraid, because Hashem is the one we see every day.
Kol HaLashon.
You're giving food to the entire Bria. So you're caring about me also. You see what's happening to me now. Is it possible that I lose enemy from that thing, from this situation? I have to do the Ratzon Hashem. Not to the point that he wasn't even insulted from it. When he realized what happened, he was able even to walk up to the person and give him a Yashar Koach. My Rebbe, Reb Nissen Kriyas, many occasions when it was Nogeya to Panosa, he would tell people, they'd ask him, is this type of Panosa permitted? That was something that was really not so glatt. So he said, I don't want to get involved, but there may be some technicality that you may not be over an Issa when you're doing this. But look at the bigger picture. Hashem is the one who created you. Hashem is sustaining you. And Hashem says he will give to all of us a basic sustenance. He will give us panosas. A panosa is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I am sure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not feel comfortable giving panosa in this fashion. So why do it? Look for something else. And this just came up and it looks like very exciting, enticing. But that's not the way we get Siyata Shemayim. Key to Siyata Shemayim. What does Siyata Shemayim mean, basically? It means that Hashkocha, because both is Mashkech on the whole world. Hashem is aware of everything that's going on in the world. Those people that live their lives in a fashion that they were aware of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching over them, and they want to interact in a fashion that brings Nachas Ruach to Hashem, whether it be the basic bitochen of showing Hashem that I know you're with me, I rely on you. The situation is very frightening, but I know I just have to be with you. Whether it be a different type of mission this person has, like we mentioned, to do it al pi halacha, not al pi halacha, and he overcomes the Yetzer and not to do it properly because he knows that he's in Hashem's hand. And Hashem sees how much the person is living with Hashem and puts himself in Hashem's hands. That gives a deeper and higher level of Hashkocha, higher level of protection. It's a pasuk, Hashem tzilcha al yad yeminecha. Chaim ben Lozhin says, Hashem tzilcha is a lashon of tzel, shade. When the sun is shining down and there's a tree in the way, it makes a certain shade. A person standing, it's a different type of shade. The shade of the sun is equivalent to the person the sun is reflecting on or it's shining down on. Third, just like we create a certain tzel, also our behavior towards Hashem causes this type of tzel, a mirror image back from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us. So when we hear and talk about all kinds of maisim and stories and maisim, that's the bottom line of the whole story. The person who has a bitochen Hashem, whether it be the tzaddik, or whether even be the one who goes to the tzaddik, and he realizes that to listen to a tzaddik is something that is the right thing to do, is a good thing for him, then also brings him Siyata Shemayim. But you need both parts of it for it to work. But if we have that feeling that I realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with me, always watching over me, the more we put ourselves in Hashem's hands, the more Siyata Shemayim we see in every issue in life. And that's all we need. Because when you have it, you have everything. You can make a shtadlus in panos, you can make a shtadlus in health, all kinds of different things. And it can work at the exact opposite of what you want, or it can work 100 times better than you ever dreamed. And this is what it's all about. So, we should be zeichah to try to arouse within ourselves that feeling that Hashem is always with me, in the brightest times and in the darkest times. And that will bring an intensified hashkocha from Hashem.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.